High water has closed a major highway in the KMMO listening area. According to the MoDOT Traveler Information Map, U.S. Highway 65 has been closed about a mile or two north of the Missouri River Bridge at Waverly in Carroll County. Also in Carroll County, Highway 10 between Carrollton and Norburn remains closed. In Lafayette County, Missouri Highway 224 is still closed at several locations between Lexington and Wellington. In Cooper County, Highway 87, just north of I-70, also remains closed according to the map. In each case, drivers should seek an alternate route. Now, one of those alternate routes with the closure of 65 Highway north of the bridge at Waverly, in between Waverly and Carrollton, you could take Missouri 240 East to 41 North toward Brunswick and then turn left on Missouri Highway 24 and go about 13.3 miles, and there you can get back on 65 Highway north of the river. Area authorities have released more details regarding the body that was recovered from the Missouri River near Malta Bend on Sunday. The original news release from Saline County Sheriff Cindy Mullins said deputies were dispatched to the scene near 310th Road at about 1:45 in the afternoon to the report of a body in the water. The body of a male subject was recovered by the Missouri State Water Patrol. Saline County Coroner Willie Harlow also responded to the incident and has since performed an autopsy. According to a news release on Thursday, the autopsy determined the body was that of a white male, approximately 30 to 40 years old. Although the body was found in an advanced state of decomposition, the autopsy found no obvious signs of foul play. The Missouri State Highway Patrol Division of Drug and Crime Control and Saline County Sheriff's Office are continuing to follow up on leads in an attempt to identify the man. KMMO News will update this story as more information becomes available. A fire ripped through an Oreck school building earlier this week, and another school district is stepping up to help out. According to a post on the Excelsior Springs Schools District's Facebook page, it wants to help Oreck students replace what they lost in the fire that caused evacuation of the school on Wednesday. A Stuff the Bus event to collect school supplies is scheduled to be held from 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow. Buses are scheduled to be parked near the entrances at Walmart stores in Excelsior Springs and Richmond. According to a post on the Oreck R11 School District's Facebook page, classes have been canceled for today, and the administration will keep the community informed as to when the building will be ready for students again. Administrators are scheduled to be back in the building today to allow parents to come and pick up the student belongings, and the administration is asking the parents to come to the superintendent's office doors to pick up the items. Parents will need to sign off for the items they are taking from the school. The district, however, still is not able to return anything from the third and fourth grade classrooms as it works through a plan for these classrooms. The district will have staff members available to retrieve the items from classrooms from 9 o'clock this morning till 4 o'clock this afternoon. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.